Detective, detective, burning bright in the highways of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame my fearful alibi? This is the introduction. I'm recording this after my interview with the detective. Or should I just go ahead and say interrogation? I don't know how I feel. I don't know what I should feel. I think I'm in trouble. I'm going to dump the recording of the interview in and listen to it now with you, with whoever's listening. Whoever is listening. No, I'm fine, thank you. Good morning, Miss Merlins. How are you feeling? I'm fine, thank you.
Well, that's great. So glad you could come down, take the time to come and speak with me.
Yes, of course.
Have you been sleeping all right? You look just a hair pale.
Is it okay if I record this?
Oh, record? Of course. Record all you like. Am I close enough to the mic?
Hello, hello. Check, check. This is Detective Hamza.
Yes, it's a pretty good mic. You don't need to lean in quite so close.
Oh, okay. Now, it is not out of the ordinary for witnesses to have some insomnia. You've seen something very disturbing, unsettling. You need to take care of yourself over the next few days, maybe even weeks. PTSD symptoms are common when you see something like, well, what you saw.
PTSD? Symptoms like...
Oh, you know, anxiety, depression, insomnia, the laundry list. You should just be careful over the next couple of weeks, because you could have unexpected mental health problems. You live alone?
Yes. Yes, I live alone.
Boyfriend? Girlfriend?
No, neither. At least not right now.
Family in the area? Anyone to check in on you?
No, I'm here for grad school.
Oh, what are you studying?
I'm getting a master's in English, British and Irish studies.
Oh, so you're gonna be an English teacher.
You sound like my dad.
What does your dad do?
He's retired.
And your mom?
Well, she's a librarian.
Oh, well that makes sense why you would want to be an English teacher. I can just never find time to read. Just me and the Netflix when I get off shift. Have you seen the new season of The Great British Baking Show? Oh, it's a good one. I mean, season 3 is a triumph of the human spirit. Nothing will ever be better than that, but I like the new hosts. I was worried that the show wouldn't be as good once they got rid of Sue and Mel, but I like the new ones, especially Noel. I mean, he is just so ODD. But it's sort of part of the charm. It's just so British. Oh, and his shirts. How long have you known Nevy?
What? What? I'm sorry.
Nevis? Or should I just call him Jack?
Jack.
That's what you call him on your podcast, right? I mean, you went to some trouble to conceal his identity, but Philbrook is a pretty uncommon name. It's a small town with a medium college, only one professor by the name of Philbrook, and he has only two grad students listed. One is an African-American female, age 23. The other is a Caucasian male, age 24, by the name of Eric Hall Waxnavich. That's our Jack, right? How am I doing so far? Are you sure you want to keep recording?
Yes, I do.
Well, okay then. Do you want some coffee?
This is Sandy Becker saying, keep cooking with Crisco. It's all vegetable. It's digestible.
Do you want some coffee? We have some really terrible stuff I can pour you, but it's hot and free, and you can kill it with enough sugar to make it drinkable.
No, thank you.
Okay. Take a breath, Herbert. It's normal for anyone to feel anxious sitting across the table from the police, and even more so when the police know something that you don't expect. You feel like you're in trouble, right?
Well, yes.
Come on, Herbert. Did you just admit guilt, just like that?
Well, I didn't admit guilt. I just said that I feel like I'm in trouble. That's not the same thing as admitting that I actually did anything wrong.
I'm just kidding, Herbert. You just look like you're about to grind your teeth down. You're clenched up so tight. Let me help you settle a bit. You're not in trouble. Yes, there is that whole false report issue that I could drum up if I really wanted to stretch for it, but the reason you went in the building isn't germane to my investigation. You found a body. You called us. You kept some things back, probably knowing how crazy they'd sound, but on the important things, you were right on. And now that I've heard your podcast, I even know the crazy parts you didn't want to share that night, so take a breath, have some terrible coffee.
Okay, but still no thanks on the coffee.
Dandy. Let me know if you change your mind. Every station runs on an endless supply of bad caffeine. So you aren't in trouble about that body you found. I didn't call you in about that.
What did you call me in for?
I called you in because I had some follow-up questions. But then I found your podcast and I listened to it.
Yes, and...
Are you going to put this interview in your podcast? The whole thing, like you said?
I guess so, yes.
Have you seen him yet?
Seen who yet?
Pin in that, Ms. Harlem. Actually, how about I just call you Nora?
Okay, sure. But seen who yet? Who are you talking about?
Have you ever been driving at night? Listening to a song on the news, or maybe just thinking? Just thinking in the roads flying by. And all at once, you get this idea in your head that there's someone in the back seat. Especially after you watch a scary movie or around Halloween, but you just get this idea that there's someone behind you in the back seat. And you know that it's silly, but when you pass under a streetlight, you turn your head just enough to take a quick look. You know that there's nothing there, no one there. But you can't really be settled until you check. And maybe one time there's a coat or a shopping bag you forgot about, and just the shape popping out as you take a quick look. Oh, it scares you half to death. And then you laugh, and you turn up the radio, and you drive on. You probably forget about it by the time you get home. Have you ever done that, Nora?
I guess. Sure.
I watched Blair Witch Project for the first time and then drove to my mom's house in the woods. I ran in there so fast she thought I had lost my mind. It's funny how the imagination works, making shapes out of nothing.
So...
Have you ever done that sort of thing when someone was with you?
No. No. I guess getting the creeps like that is something that only happens when you're alone.
You have someone to check in with. Someone who sees what you see. Someone to co-sign the loan.
The loan?
I think that's what you're looking for with your podcast. A bunch of folks out there listening to tell you that everything's fine. It's just a bag. It's just a coat. There's no one in the back seat.
There's no one in the back seat? Detective.
Yes, Nora.
Who is he? Who am I going to see?
Just imagine that time. You're driving. You know something is behind you, inside the car. you see a street light. You know it's silly, but you have to check. The light passes over you. You turn.
And?
There's no one in the back seat, Nora.
What?
There's no one in the back seat. I have some numbers of some really caring and really well-trained therapists I can recommend. Dr. Root, Dr. Lord, they've helped some people through some really tough stuff.
What?
I'm concerned is all I'm saying. Memory loss and anxiety are symptoms of PTSD, something that might have been triggered by stumbling on that body the other night. But the whole thing with the pictures, the building or whatever, it's something you should maybe take a look at. Maybe a neurologist.
No, the video. I can show you the video. They'll show that what I saw was real.
Are you still recording all the time?
Most of the time, yes. Just audio. Video takes up too much memory.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to come down. You call me anytime if you want the name and number of those doctors, okay?
Wait, I...
Take care of yourself, Ms. Nora.
What the hell?
Now, in November, come the longer evenings when folks drop in to play bridge or stop for a snack after the movies. So keep the refrigerator stocked with Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, to spread or slice for swell toasted sandwiches. Velveeta's a natural for late evening snacks, you know, because it's digestible as milk itself. These days, you really ought to be buying rich golden Velveeta in the 2-pound size, so you'll have plenty for snacks and also to melt for economical meatless main dishes. Remember, smooth melting Velveeta helps supply the protein you expect from a main dish, but the price is low. Tomorrow, get Kraft's famous Velveeta.
I am not crazy. That's not something I thought I would need to say out loud, very seriously, into a microphone. I suppose it's something that had to come up after everything that's happened. So I'll say it again. For the record, I am not crazy. There is no history of mental illness in my family, other than anxiety and depression, which I'm starting to think is a standard issue with the human condition, honestly. I haven't had any reason to have a psychological evaluation, so I don't have an official piece of paper to point to that proves my sanity. But do you? And would it really be that convincing if I did? Is me telling you I'm not crazy really meaningful in any way? But the detective has a point. This all came on very suddenly. I know I didn't tamper with the video or the photographs. Maybe talking to someone about it isn't a terrible idea? Well, someone other than you all, I guess. Hello, detective, if you're still listening. I'm worried. What was all that stuff about, have you seen him yet? She blew it all off at the end, but it's that last word, that yet. That's bothering me. That's nightmare fuel. There's nothing in the back seat, Nora. And the building was there. And the pictures changed, and.
Snap, what a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. Me clap, rap. Snap, crackle, like crispies. I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or spot not found. I insist that pop's the sound. The best was missed unless pop's around. You can't stop hopping and the stereo's popping. Snap, crack, pop, nice crispies. I think crackle, pop, crisp the sound. I gotta have crackle and the pop's my sound. Can't stop hopping and the stereo's popping. Snap, crack, pop, make the world go round. Kellogg's best to you.
This recording is from last night. This is 2 days after my interview with the detective.
Cause there are heroes and thieves at my door. Can't seem to tell them apart anymore. And just when I figure it out, darling, it's you, darling.
Hello? Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm just getting home. No. 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 Yeah, hold on. Hey, Jack? Yeah, I'm calling you Jack now. Because I'm recording. That's not important right now. I'm in my driveway and I'm looking at the front of my house. The big windows. I don't have a cat, right? Okay, whatever. I'll call you back in a few minutes. Bye. I do not have a cat. There is a cat inside my house. He's just kind of staring at me through the window. Why am I assuming the gender of this cat that has apparently broken into my house? I mean, he's sort of a calico. Aren't all calicos male? Or is it the other way around? He's sort of gray and orange. I bet he'll run off when I turn off the headlights. Nope. Still just staring at me. I am not late to feed you, cat. You are not my cat. I am allergic to you. Okay, so now I need to chase this stray cat out of my house. Oh man, I hope he hasn't peed on anything. Kitty, I'm just going to leave this door open and you can run right out of it. Huh. Power's out. Okay, phone light. There. Kitty, you have to get out of my house. Kitty. He's not in here anymore. God, he could be anywhere in the house. Kitty. Oh. Okay. I'm looking out the front windows of the house, and the cat is sitting on my car. You must have run past me in the dark. Very good, you win. Still don't know how you got in here. He's just staring at me. He's...
You have heard my name. My name. You will follow. All love life. Life. All fear death. Nora.
What's puzzling you, Ethelbert?
One of those quizzes. And it says here, what are these men famous for? Sidney Porter, Samuel Clemens, Charles Dodgson.
Well, they're all great authors.
Well, how come I never heard of them?
Well, you would if they printed their pen names. They're O. Henry, Mark Twain, and Lewis Carroll.
Well, I'll be. Those names are famous. Everybody knows them.
Mm-hmm. Like everybody knows Anchor Hawking, the most famous name in glass.
Pick up.
What?
Jack? Jack, something really freaky just happened.
What, Nora?
Remember when you called me and I saw the cat?
Yeah, that was hours
ago. I know. Well, I saw this cat, and I came inside, and then I saw the cat outside on my car, and then I don't know, I passed out. Like, I felt heavy all of a sudden, and I just sort of toppled over.
Oh, what?
That's not even the freaky part. Someone came in the house. They spoke into my recorder. It's just, it's really strange.
Someone came into the house? Who?
I don't know. I'll play the recording for you in a minute. The voice, it makes my skin crawl.
Okay, you need to call the police, and I'm coming over.
I don't know. You don't need to do that.
Come on, Nora. You were assaulted, maybe drugged. This town is supposed to be pretty safe. I'll come over and sit with you until the cops come. Did you lock all the doors before you called me?
Yes, I'm freaked out. I'm not an idiot. Okay, fine. Come on then.
Okay, I'm going to call you on my phone, and you will stay on the phone until I get there.
Okay. Okay, Nevis.
Okay, I'll call you in a minute. I just got to find some pants.
Thanks, Nevis.
Hey, no big thing. Happy to do it, Nora.
I know I've been weird about the name thing with the podcast, but you can call me Deborah if you want. It's not that big a thing to edit out the names later.
Why would I call you Deborah?
Because it's my name.
Let me finish getting dressed and hurry over. Maybe you're still a little woozy from, well, whatever happened.
What are you talking about? What do you think my name is?
Hey, look, I'm going to be over in 5 minutes.
Just tell me.
Your name is Nora. Check your driver's license if you're fuzzy. I'm getting dressed. Call you in a minute.
Jack came over and checked on me. I didn't call the police. Because what would I have told them? I saw a cat and then a burglar whispered into my phone? I did check my driver's license. I checked my college transcript and my Facebook page and my bank login and even dug out my social security card. My name is Nora. And according to everything I've been able to find, it always has been. No one remembers my name ever being Deborah. Not even my parents when I called them this morning. My name was Deborah. I've sort of hated it most of my life, especially when people connect it to that Beck song. But now it's just not my name anymore? I feel robbed. I feel different. I don't know what's happening. I'm freaked out. But it's kind of working like too much coffee. My brain just keeps ticking, and I can't sleep more than a couple of hours at a time. Something changed me. Changed my name. The same way the photos changed. I can go back to the recordings and still hear when my name was Deborah. But now, from the moment that cat and that voice came into my house, my name is Nora. Is, was, and will continue to be. I guess I'm glad I picked something I liked. My only option is to keep moving forward. Who was that voice? Why did they attack me? All love life. That was over the body. And now I get the next piece. All fear death. I googled both phrases and found a bunch of Buddhist websites. It looks like it comes from a famous quotation. All beings tremble before violence. All love life. All fear death. See yourself in others, then whom can you hurt? What harm can you do? Buddha. What? What does this have to do with anything? The voice also said, I have heard his name, and I will follow. You know what? The voice is right. I am going to follow. I am not going to hide. Maybe Deborah would have hidden. But Nora is on your trail. And I think I know the place to start. The person who warned me, or at least I think they did. Detective, detective, boiling bright, like the coffee in the night. What immortal hand or eye dare frame our fearful symmetry? You have my number, detective. All lines are open. There is something in the back seat. Don't look now. There is someone in the back seat.